All right. We are live. It is episode 162. It is December 16th, 2020. We got two more weeks left in this freaking weird year. So just buckle down, hunker in, and let's get her done. Today we're going to do a catching up with episode. We haven't done one of those in a while. We were doing them quite regularly whenever we were on a weekly schedule, and then this last year just kind of dumped in our lap and we haven't been on much of a schedule, but we are going to make that different.
Yes.
We're going to get back to our weekly schedule. We're going to start posting on Wednesdays midweek, you know, for your drive time, or you know, for sitting in your work from home, whatever it is you're doing.
And put our homage to releasing on Wednesdays is John Landis. Thank you for all your hard work you've done over the years. And if you don't get that reference, go back and listen to some old episodes.
Exactly.
You'll enjoy it.
So, without too much pre-roll, let's get into the episode, Mr. Gomez.
First, the old business.
All right. We are going to be, again, we're keeping the old format. Old business, new business. But the old business is not necessarily going to be history, even though we will touch on history whenever it is interesting. This is history, but there's so much things to talk about. But it is December. It's just before Christmas. We got 10 more shopping days, or 9 more shopping days as of today. And so, what are you tired of by now? They've been playing them since a couple weeks before Halloween. Christmas carols, right? So, this is your friendly neighborhood scary dad reminding you that there is music that is not Christmas carols that's available in December, even now.
And just so you know, I know your neighborhood isn't as bad as mine probably, but I live in, you know, historic Pecan Grove, Texas, which has had several news stories done about the Christmas lights of Pecan Grove, and it is just ridiculous, dude. Before Thanksgiving, people, they already started the hay rides. I saw one this weekend. They've already started the Pecan Grove hay rides, and it's just, it makes me want to put up Halloween decorations just to mess with people. Because I like Christmas. I liked it a lot more when my kids were younger, and you know, you could see their excitement. But honestly, Christmas is okay.
I really enjoy Christmas, and I go pretty Griswoldian whenever I can.
Right.
But yeah, I think that, to quote Bob Dylan or the Bible, or no, it was the birds. To everything, there is a season. And Christmas season should be December, you know. It's not a literal season. It's not 3 months.
Let's go back to the 12 days of Christmas.
Yeah.
We'll do 14. I'll give you 2 weeks to go ahead and get all of it out.
So yeah, you know, doing the lights and all the fun stuff. But yeah, I'm right there with you. It's like you can't get Halloween stuff a week before Halloween because they've already put it away to get out the Christmas stuff. Well, come on, man. All right, but this is this week's history. This is the top 10 songs in December of 1985. So if you could avoid the Christmas carols, but you were driving to and from the mall, this is what you would be hearing on the radio. Number 10, Election Day by Arcadia. I don't know if I've heard that song.
I'm not sure.
Number 9, Tonight She Comes by The Cars. Fair, sounds kind of Christmassy. Here's one that, Separate Lives by Phil Collins. Phil Collins has a lot of songs, but I don't remember that
one. No, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, there's one I know. Broken Wings by Mr. Mister.
Oh, yes.
That's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
Those things that just stick in your memory forever, right? I remember when Mr. Mister was on the radio, like 1985, so it would have been like 9 or 10 years old. The radio reported that somewhere in America, a hardware store put up a sign that said that free, you know, like, Mr. was going to be in stores on this date. And so people showed up. And it turned out it was like a kind of garden hose thing. Like it was like some sort of gardening apparatus. And so the hardware store didn't understand why all the people showed up.
And glad to see your excitement.
Nobody actually questioned why a rock band would show up at a hardware store. But, dude, whenever they opened the Beltway right here, like I-10 and Beltway 8 in Houston, to christen it, they had the Bengals play on top of the freeway up here.
God.
Yeah. People do bizarre things. So, and if you've ever seen some of those old Christmas specials from the 70s, maybe. All right. Small Town by John Cougar Mellencamp. It came in at number 6 in December of 1985.
Remember it?
I Miss You by Climax.
I remember that.
That's What Friends Are For by Dion and Friends. Dion Warwick. That's, now we're getting
somewhere. I've heard that song so many times. Oh, my God. That's
My Friends. All right. Alive and Kicking by Simple Minds.
I remember that.
Number 2, Party All the Time by
Eddie Murphy. I used to have a sealed vinyl of that, dude.
Dude. What's crazy about Eddie Murphy is his impressions of singers. The dude's a really good singer.
He's a good singer, yeah.
And then number 1, Lionel Richie, Say You, Say Me.
You know, I listen to a lot of Lionel Richie and Commodores. I grew up listening to that stuff. And I've always listened to it, but, you know, probably 10 years ago, I was like, you know, I miss all this song. Dude, his songs go from I Love You to You're a Bitch, Get Out of My Face so quick. I mean, he goes from one extreme to the next. You know, I'm serious. You listen to, you know, I Just Called to Say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not, I'm thinking. You listen to one of his love songs and put on Sail On, where he's telling the bitch, you gotta go. Time for me to sail on. I did what I could and you didn't appreciate it. Just go.
That's awesome.
It's so cool to listen to his music now. Easy Like Sunday Morning is about getting rid of this bitch.
Mm-hmm. What's funny is, so Say You, Say Me. I've got it, you know, like probably downloaded it from LimeWire 15 years ago. But I've got that on my iPhone. And it came on, you know, kids are in the car. Or actually, it was just Juliet. She's in the back seat. And it comes on. And Juliet's like, oh, it's Say You, Say Me. I was like, oh, you know this song? She's like, yeah. She's like, I hear it from time to time. I'm like, okay. So she's quiet and the song's playing. And she goes, you know, if you're going to make a movie and you're going to have a scene where there's like a school dance, this would be like the perfect song to play. She's 9. So it's like, she's never been to a school dance. Right. Like, so as far as she's concerned, this is just where these things happen. But she's just like listening to Say You, Say Me. And she's just imagining like twinkling lights and, you know, decorations. I'm like, you know.
But I like some Lionel Richie. Lionel Richie's awesome. He, the dude must have made some money. Because I remember when it came out, when he got divorced, the amount of alimony and shit he had to pay. Dude was sitting on some money, dude.
Oh, yeah.
He made a killing. And one of the funniest Lionel Richie jokes I heard, back when he used to watch Reno 911, there was an episode where, what's his name? Kenny Rogers was coming to town. And somebody didn't know who Kenny Rogers was. And somebody goes, he's the white Lionel Richie. And somebody goes, isn't Lionel Richie the white Lionel Richie? Because his style, once he left the Commodores, his style was like really changed. And he started doing some stuff with the country twang and everything. Mm-hmm. He goes,
oh, dude, that's awesome. Cool. Well, we are going to take a break real quick, and we will be right back.
It was Christmas Eve in McDonald's Land. Everyone was asleep except Ronald, who had other plans. Out of his bed, he silently crept.
Cuckoo! What are you doing, Ronald?
Shh! I'm giving McDonald's gift certificates to all my friends.
So Hamburglar can get a hamburger. Rubble, rubble,
rubble, rubble, rubble. And Grimace.
Is it Christmas yet?
Not yet. Grimace can get a shake.
Christmas.
Captain Crook, fillet a fish. The Archies.
And the mayor. He'd get a cheeseburger.
So to the chimney Ronald did reach.
You can get him at McDonald's, 50 cents each.
When suddenly, bright light shined in his eyes, Ronald turned around, amazed and surprised.
Hi, guys. I make too much noise?
Merry Christmas, Ronald!
his friends had a present for him.
McDonald's gift certificates for me?
Oh, gee.
And a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us at McDonald's. Merry Christmas!
All right.
All right, Mr. Gomez, let's waste no time.
New business is new business, and this is new business.
Okay, got a few things to talk about. I saw Jesse's, actually. Jesse was talking about this the other day, our good friend, Deadman. There's this company called Design Museum that is coming out with a do-it-yourself meal kit. Have you heard about this? The name of the company is Ouroboros Steak. It's named after the circular symbol of a snake eating itself, tail first.
I'm following you.
Okay. The hypothetical kit that they're coming up with, that they're going to be selling, gives you everything you need to use your own sales to grow steaks. They're saying it's not cannibalism because it's lab-grown human flesh, but they're going to be selling steak kits to actually eat yourself. And Jesse has actually said, I'm getting one of these things when it comes out. Because, you know, Jesse likes to do YouTube videos where it kind of shocks you and makes you wonder what the hell is wrong with Jesse. So, yeah, he's going to be looking into this. But, yeah, if you've ever had an interest in what you would taste like, you can actually go ahead and grow a steak out of your own cells, which is just the most weirdest thing.
So when I was a little kid, and this is, you can tell where my mind goes. You know, maybe I'm not the most thoughtful or giving, whatever. I don't know the right proper word. We went to a Chinese restaurant with my grandmother, and my grandmother was joking around, but I was little, so I didn't. And she said that, you know, there was the poo-poo platter that obviously was some combination of Chinese food, but to me, when she's describing these things, I'm like, ooh. But then there's also, she misread it, the human platter, which was actually the Hunan platter.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, if given the choice, I would have to go with the poo-poo platter. And I'm sitting there being like, dude, I would eat you right to the bone. I would eat a plate of crap, you know what I mean?
Jesus.
I would break out the fork and the knife and tie a little kerchief around my neck.
All right. This will be a fun one for you. Recently in Miami, Florida, this guy showed up at the beach and he had a brand new drone. So he said, I'm going to go ahead and get some drone footage. I want to, you know, test this thing out, play with it, get to learn it and everything. So pops his drone up in the sky, starts circling around the beach and everything, filming stuff. There's a guy out there that's just floating, enjoying the day, you know. And the dude was totally unaware, and the guy was too far to clue him into this. But the whole time he was floating, there was a 10-foot hammerhead shark circling the dude.
Oh, my God.
And he was totally unaware that this shark was swimming around him. And it went on for like a few minutes. This shark just circling around this dude while he just happily floating around. And like I said, the guy had no way to warn him. At the same time, it probably was good that he didn't warn him. Because if he warned him, he would have started thrashing around and then something bad really, really could
happen.
Send
me that article. Forward that to me. That is terrifying.
It was captured by Jason McIntosh, 41-year-old from Miami. He's flying his drone over the water about 25 meters away from shore, about 75 feet from shore. On November 15th, he was just checking out the beach, taking pictures. His passion is to shoot wildlife in the ocean. He just couldn't believe he saw this guy just floating in the water with this hammerhead circling him. And it finally just went ahead and swam off. But that's crazy, dude.
Mm. Have you seen, there's a video out of this Coast Guard training video. It was a Coast Guard training thing. And they were filming it. But they'd gone out on this training. And then they finished whatever they were doing, and they decided to go for a swim. So there's all these Coast Guard cadets in the water, and the shark starts coming at them. And there's a guy like on security on the like on the in the crow's nest up on the top of the boat, machine gunning this shark to keep him away from. And he keeps coming. Like he's not actually shooting the shark. He's just kind of shooting around, strafing the water around him, trying to scare him off. And the shark's like, spin around and like go a little bit deeper and then come out closer, and he's like and they're all scrambling trying to get out of there because this is huge shark trying to get these coast guards. But it, I mean, man, I could just...
Okay, this story, the only reason that I kind of was going to talk about it is because, one, it involves a man named John Lydon. Do you know who John Lydon is? Okay. Two, I have no idea why this is a news article at all. Okay, so good old Johnny Rotten. 64-year-old,
You're talking about the Johnny Rotten.
Yes, I'm talking about the actual Johnny Rotten.
Not just a guy with the same name.
No, no, this is the actual 64-year-old Johnny Rotten. He lives in Los Angeles. He was doing some rescue work for some squirrels at his Venice Beach home in Los Angeles. And posted recently, he's rehabilitating these squirrels. He all of a sudden was dealing with a flea infestation. Where he posted, I looked down there this morning at my willy, and there's a fucking flea bite on it. And there's another one on the... This is a news story, dude. And there's another one on the inside of my leg. He endured his flea bites after he befriended a bunch of squirrels at his Venice Beach home. And it said he's taken to smothering himself in Vaseline to ease his discomfort because he doesn't want to blame the poor squirrels. He added the bites. Last night was murder. The itching is such a epoxy thing to get caught out on. The only way around it, because I'm not going to blame the poor little squirrels, is to Vaseline my legs. It's just the weirdest out there story. He goes on to say, wow, do they love me for the food I buy them? I'm definitely spending a lot of money on these little fuckers. Dude, it's just an awesome story about Johnny Rotten dealing with flea bites on his penis.
Slow news day, man.
Okay, this went out of Connecticut, and I just thought this is funny. A half-dressed Connecticut man was spotted humping trees in a neighbor's backyard. He's behind bars on multiple charges. It does not say which half was undressed, by the way, just so you know. Okay, unknown male was in the backyard half-dressed humping trees, screaming and eating branches. Cops arrived. The suspect ran into a neighboring house that wasn't his, causing its inhabitants to flee the home in fear. The intruder, John Fignar, 36, ended up being arrested. And the reason I found this thing so funny is it actually mentions, where is it?
Ferris Bueller? No.
According to the police department report, officers were dispatched Thursday afternoon to a residence on High Street. The guy was on High Street. I just thought that was just so funny, dude. So you imagine looking in the backyard and there's a half-naked guy, not sure if it's top or bottom, but he's humping your trees and biting the branches.
Dude.
And then when you confront him, he runs into the neighbor's house.
Can I help you?
And it doesn't mention if he was on drugs or intoxicated. It just goes through the story and says that if he was on High Street, I'm pretty sure that he was. And that's it. Just one last thing to mention, just so everybody knows, January 16th, Houston Horror Pop-Up Market. Remember to get your tickets. They're on sale in advance for $5, $10 at the door. Seating is limited. And we're probably going to do an episode here pretty soon, just going into a little bit more detail of what the pop-up market is going to have to offer.
We will be there. And we'll be back.
Yeah! A high school girl's been murdered. Mr. Harrison's daughter is missing. And now at the house where she lives, the other girls are getting obscene phone calls.
Yeah, what I've done is I've tapped this phone so that when it rings, it'll ring at the station house, too.
There was a little girl murdered over in the park tonight.
Yes, I heard.
Your phone's ringing. Hello?
Hey, Mommy. Hey, baby. Baby, all right, Mom.
Hello? Who's there?
I know you're there, Nasty Man. Your husband is dead.
This is Graham. It's group 140, terminal 55.
Remember those idyllic scenes out of your childhood? Crisp winter nights, star bright, sleigh bells crackling Yule logs, candlelight glistening off of shimmering Christmas trees, chestnuts roasting over open fires, carolers beneath snow-covered window ledges. Remember those? Remember them well. After Black Christmas, they'll never be the same again. Black Christmas, starring Olivia Hussey, Keir Dulley, Margot Kidder, and starring John Saxon as Lieutenant Fuller. If this movie doesn't make your skin crawl, it's on too tight.
All right, we are back, and this is a Catching Up with Scary Dad show. It's also, we mentioned it last week, and probably at the top of this one as well, that this is a bit of a mea culpa show. Not really an apology per se, but just kind of a more of, we've had people reach out and be like, hey man, missed the show, you're not on as regular as you used to be, yada yada. I'm over at What's Awesome podcast, Scott's doing work with Houston Horror Film Festival, so, you know, like, what exactly is going on with Scary Dad, with the folks behind it, and the brand, and the convention, and all of those things. So, this is probably going to be a little bit short, unless we find something interesting and fun to talk about.
Yeah, in the meantime, segues.
We really know. But no, what happened was, a lot of what we were doing for Scary Dad, we were going to start booking guests, and we were going to start talking to our vendors, and we were going to start really beefing up Scary Dad's Haunted Halloween show. And in a sort of handshake style partnership with the Houston Horror Film Festival, we were going to do some sideline events like they're doing with the horror pop-up. So unfortunately, because of COVID, Scary Dad's Haunted Halloween show got postponed and then canceled for 2020. So we haven't, because the hotels and because we're in another COVID spike even now, we have not been able to properly or safely really even look at at venue space. The Horror Film Festival guys have great space, and it might be a something that we can work with, but they already had that space kind of in the works. Yeah. So it, like, they didn't have to cut from whole cloth, like kind of like we do. So we are still aboard, we are still heading into the future. We just are not sure what and how we're going to be able to do year four of Halloween show. But that's all in the works, and there's nothing canceled, and there is nothing bad going on. It's just kind of watching the day-to-day news and seeing when crap's going to open up again.
Right, and just staying prepared for whenever we get to make that move and that push to bring everything back.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, Scott and I kind of had a sit down and discuss what are we doing, and we've decided that in order for everybody to maintain the proper amount of sanity, that we just need to get back on that weekly schedule, get a regular record date, you know, and record the way we were doing before, and we're going to keep the same format of the show that it's always been. We're going to still bring you all things scary, whether that's movies, news, books, music, haunted attractions, real horror stories from real life, you know, all of the things that you've loved from the beginning. We're just going to continue doing that with a couple of changes, in that we're going to start bringing on guests. And we're going to try to start doing that relatively regularly, maybe once or twice a month.
Yeah.
If we get back on a weekly schedule. Luckily, we know the guys from the Eastern Horror Film Festival that can get some of the great guests that you guys want to hear from. And then we're also going to talk to some local creators and do some man on the street type stuff.
Yeah.
with some of our friends out in the world. So that is something to look forward to. We're going to start booking some guests, and then we're just going to kind of expand the brand. We're just going to kind of do what we can with the work from home sort of situation as best we can with not being able to go out and meet in person so much. So
and keep bringing you the content that you know you're used to and you're looking forward to and that you enjoy so much.
So yeah, I guess. For the end of this kind of speechy segment, I'll invite you guys to go to scarydad2@gmail.com. If you're interested in being a guest, reach out to me. Let me know. Whatever, you know, we're sitting right now across from each other at a table with a digital recorder and a microphone. But we can work through Skype and Zoom as well. You can call it in. We don't really have any limitations as far as technology goes.
Right.
We can work with whatever. So
we're actually looking forward to doing some more Zoom shows, because that way we have video also. You can actually see our ugly mugs that were made for podcasting and just bring you a little bit of different content.
Exactly.
Also, we'll be, we've been doing this for a while. You know, we've been doing this for 4 years now. We're probably going to revisit some of our old content too. So it's, you know, some of our greatest hits that we enjoyed doing so much early on in the podcast, which, you know, we've grown since then. We've changed. We've looked at things in a different perspective. So we'll probably be revisiting a few things that you guys will definitely enjoy. Don't think it's a repeat. Right. Don't think it's a rerun. It'll be new content, just about some of the old topics that we enjoyed talking about a while back.
You know, and you mentioned 4 years. It's really weird going like. Because the way I would always do the old business is I would just pull a date. So if, you know, today's the 16th, I would go to December 16th and go to Wikipedia and, you know, read important...
fresh content.
Stuff that happened on this date in history. And it got to... It's really weird whenever you lap yourself like that. Because, of course, then you have that offset in the bye weeks in the leap years and things like that, where the days reset, and like last year Christmas was on this date and next year it's on a different date, that you go, okay, well, we'll just shift forward a day and they'll just, you know, but then you're like reading the same content that you did 3 years ago, you know, on a Monday. So we're going to continue to keep that part varied. The old business will just be whatever pops up that's interesting. Maybe we'll read reviews of old movies and stuff. And then, you know, sometimes it'll be history. It'll be actually new content, but it'll certainly be not tired.
Right.
Because that's what it felt to me like it was getting. It was like, Constantine did some things, but wait, I've already read this. I've announced this on this show before. So, yes. In addition to all of these things, I released another book not too long ago. I am working on a nonfiction book, and then I got reached out to. I'll start submitting articles to the Horror Buzz online magazine again as well. So I'll be out in the world, kind of, you know, in the virtual world anyway, doing more horror-related stuff and kind of pick up some of those independent films and writers and stuff that we can discuss. But yeah, expect, let us know if you're listening to this and you're like, hey, you know, whether you like the old format, we're keeping it. Whether you're excited about the new format and you think that you know some folks that would make great guests, maybe some authors, maybe some indie filmmakers, you know, stuff that we can boost up, just let us know. And if you're that person, let us know faster because we can get you on the schedule, because right now we have a relatively open book until...
things start picking up.
Probably until the first of the year. We're going to start booking for January, you know. And we're 2 weeks out, but then we got Christmas, so
right.
It's okay. But yeah, don't get, if you're like, whoa, I've got a book coming out next week, don't get lost in the shuffle. Like, let's get it done. What else you got, man?
And definitely also look for us on all the social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook. We're not hard to find. Instagram. And let us know what you think. If you think that we should have talked about something, let us know. If you got ideas for show topics, you know, we've, like I said, once again, we've covered a lot over mm-hmm. the past 4 years. So if you think we missed anything, just let us know. We've got some great topics coming up, too, that we've been working on also, just to bring you some good content and just to give you some great entertainment for your podcast dollar.
Exactly. And with that, dude, I think... we're going to go ahead and close it down, and we'll start getting ready for next week.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us this week, and look forward to the next show. So keep it scary.
Later. We'll be right back.